When he reached the city of Haran in Mesopotamia, Jacob went to a well where shepherds were waiting with their flocks. While he was talking with the men, a young girl came with her sheep. When he was told that it was Rachel, Laban's younger daughter, Jacob rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered her flocks. Then, with tears in his eyes, he kissed Rachel, saying that he was a relative of her father, one of Rebekah's sons. So she ran and told her father, who hurried to meet Jacob and brought him to his home. Jacob stayed with him a whole month. Then Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, it does not mean that you should work for nothing. Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters, Leah and Rachel. Leah had weak eyes and was not beautiful like Rachel. Jacob was in love with Rachel, but he had nothing to give for the young girl. So he made a generous offer to his uncle. "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel," he said. Laban replied, "It's better to give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. On the wedding day, Laban gave a great feast, but when evening came, he deceived Jacob and gave him Leah, the elder daughter, instead of Rachel. It was easy to do this because the bride, according to custom, was veiled from head to foot, and the bridal room was dark. When morning came, Jacob saw it was Leah. "What have you done to me?" he said to Laban. "I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me?" Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the firstborn. However, in a week I'll give you Rachel also, in return for another 7 years' work." Out of love for Rachel, Jacob agreed. He spent the bridal week with Leah, then he married Rachel and worked for her father another 7 years. Laban gave a servant girl to each of his daughters. Leah's maidservant was called Zilpah, and Rachel's Bilhah. This double marriage caused quarrelling in the family. There was jealousy and disputes, because Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah. God had compassion on the wife Jacob did not love, and gave her children, while Rachel was barren. Leah had 4 sons, whom she named Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. With each child she hoped to win her husband's affection. Rachel, on the other hand, grew bitter, although she was the favourite. She was jealous of her sister. One day she said to Jacob, "Give me children, or I'll die." Jacob became angry and said, "Am I in the place of God, who has kept you from having children?" So Rachel decided to give her husband a concubine as a means of having a family by her. "Here is Bilhah, my maidservant," she said to Jacob. "Sleep with her, so that she can bear children for me, and that through her I too can build a family." Leah had stopped having children, so before long she followed Rachel's example in order to have an even larger family, and she gave Jacob her maidservant Zilpah. These servants both had 2 sons. Rachel named Bilhah's children Dan and Naphtali, saying that she had won a victory over her sister, while Leah said that she was blessed and happy, and called the sons of Zilpah Gad and Asher. Then one day Jacob's eldest son, Reuben, went out into the fields and found some mandrake plants, which he brought to his mother Leah. As these plants were reputed for making barren women fruitful, Rachel asked Leah to give them to her. Her sister replied, "Wasn't it enough that you took away my husband? Will you take away my son's mandrakes too?" "Very well," Rachel replied. "He can sleep with you tonight in return for your son's mandrakes." So when Jacob came in from the fields that evening, Leah went out to meet him. "You must sleep with me," she said. "I have hired you with my son's mandrakes." So Jacob stayed with her that night. Leah became pregnant again and bore a son whom she called Issachar. Then she had another son, Zebulun, saying, "This time my husband will treat me with honour, because I have borne him 6 sons. Sometime later she gave birth to a daughter and named her Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, who also conceived and had a son. When he was born, she said, "God has taken away my disgrace," and she named him Joseph, saying, "May the Lord add to me another son." Next episode, Jacob's prosperity.